Children, you can go to Sunday school.
孩子们，你们可以去主日学了。
Just another announcement. Just lots of announcement today.
再给大家一个宣告。
Before the COVID, we used to have the offering bag being passed around.
那以前在疫情之前，我们经常是把我们的奉献袋一个一个传的。
And because we don't want to touch the bag, so we now have a box at the back.
那因为我们当时不想再这样传了，所以我们就后面准备了一个小。
But then some people say, why don't we pass the bag around again? Because sometimes they forget.
然后又有人
to do offering.
又有人来建议说，那其实现在已经可以了，像以前一样继续这样传袋子好吗？
So next month onwards, we're going to have the bag pass around like normal.
所以下一周我们又回到我们以前疫情前的情况，我们又把这个袋子一个个传。
And we're also going to leave the box at the back.
但是我们同样也还是留一个盒子在后面。
That way we can have peace.
这样子我们就有平安了。
And people can be all happy.
那你们都高兴了。
Amen.It's only 2 weeks time before Easter.
那还有两周呢，就是复活节了。
And so we need to talk more about Jesus.
那我们肯定是要常常谈到耶稣的。
Amen. We need to glorify Him.
我们需要来高举我们的主。
And so today I would like to talk to you about how Jesus is the one that restores our soul.
所以今天我要给大家的讲题是耶稣使我的灵魂苏醒。
When we look at Psalm 23 verse 2-3, he said, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
诗篇二十三章的二到三节说，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在去可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So it is God's intention to lead us beside still water.
所以神的意愿是把我们领在可安息的水边。
So that our souls,
所以我们的魂
can be restored,
可以苏醒。
I personally believe in, as a pastor, one of the greatest challenge today is our soul.
那我作为一个牧师，我真的很相信，我们生命中最有挑战的那个部分就是我们的魂。
Because today the greatest battle area is in our soul.
因为我们最大的一个属灵的战场就是在我们的魂里面。
The simplest way to understand what is your soul is
最简单的明白魂的方式就是
your soul is actually who you are.
你的魂就是你的个性，自己。
When you die, your soul and spirit will leave your body.
当你死去的时候，你的魂和你的灵都会离开你的身体。
Your soul can still remember.
你的魂还有记忆。
You think it's your brain, yeah?
你觉得是你的大脑吗？
But you have a mind.
其实你有一个魂。
And the mind is your soul, is part of your soul.
这个意念其实是你魂。
Your soul is your character.
魂就是你的性格。
Your soul is your emotions.
魂是你的情感。
Whenever you are depressed, when you are distressed, it is your soul under stress.
当你抑郁的时候，有压力的时候，是你的魂在抑郁
和压力。When you are sad, not only is your mind thinking sad, but your heart feels sad.
当你觉得难过的时候，不是你的头脑觉得难过，而是你的心和你的魂在难过。
Your soul is your mind and your heart.
你的魂是你的头脑的意念，也是你的心。
Your soul is your inner strength.
你的魂是你里面的一种力量。
Your inner being.
是你里面的那个人。
Your soul is looking out through the pair of eyes at the moment. You're looking at me through your soul.
你现在眼睛看着我，好似是眼睛，但实际上是你的魂在看着我。
Amen. Your soul is your mental well-being.
所以你的魂是你的身体的心身灵健康的一个地方。
And that is where a lot of people are now struggling.
这就是人最挣扎的征战之处了。
A lot of young people now have mental problems.
很多年轻人他们都有那些抑郁的毛病，其实就是因为魂。
Because there's something, their soul is under stress.
是因为他的魂在压力之中。
So your soul is under attack all the time.
所以你的魂是永远被攻击的那一部分。
Your soul is your self-esteem.
你的魂也是你对自己的那个自信和看法。
How you see yourself?
你是怎么样看自己的？
How you feel about yourself?
你对自己怎么认知的？
A lot of people struggle with low self-esteem.
那有的人他们很自卑的，就是真的是对自己的魂认
知。A lot of people think about themselves very negatively.
很多人把自己看得非常负面。
Amen. Your soul is your identity.
你的魂才是你真正的个性。
Who you are.
个体，关于你是谁。
Do you see value in yourself?
你看到自己的价值吗？
Or do you feel that you are just somebody that came to this earth by accident?
还是你觉得你只是不小心来到这个世上了？
Do you see a purpose for your life?
你看到你生命中的价值和目的吗？
You see, no matter how well we are doing in life, or whether we're doing well or badly, our soul is under attack.
所以不管我们外表上是做得好还是不好，但是我们里面的魂是经常是被攻击的。
And that's why in many songs and in psalms we see the word soul mentioned.
所以我们在读诗篇的时候特别能够看到关于魂这个字提的很多。
So we say bless the Lord all my soul.
比如说我们说赞美祝福我们的主
all my soul.
我的魂来祝福你。
Worship his holy name.
主啊祝福你的名字。
Sometimes we do wonder why does the psalmist do that?
有时候我们会想，为什么诗篇总是这样写呢？
Because the last thing I want to do sometime is to bless the Lord, O my soul.
其实我最不想做的就是我那个魂想赞美主了。
If I was a psalmist,
如果我是一个诗篇的写作者，
I would be saying, moaning to the Lord, O my soul.
我肯定会说，魂哪，来向你的主抱怨吧。
Complaining to the Lord, O my soul.
向你的主抱怨吧。
Keep complaining.
继续抱怨吧。
Complain daily.
哎，每天都抱怨吧。
That's more realistic, isn't it?
这个好像更现实一点。
See, I will be a very honest psalmist.
我会是一个很诚实的写诗篇的作者。
But we know the Psalms is the word of God.
但是我们知道诗篇是神的话语。
You see, why does David wants to say, "Bless the Lord, all my soul."
为什么大卫会想说祝福主，然后借着我的魂来
祝福？ Many times in the context, he's being chased, he's being hunted down by his enemies.
很多时候在大卫的生命当中，其实他都是被敌人所追的，所攻击的。
He is surrounded by problems.
他旁边都是四面处处有敌人。
But what does he do?
他会做什么？
He blessed the Lord with all his soul.
他会用他的魂来赞美主。
Because there is a principle there.
因为有这么一个原则在。
The moment we start thinking negative,
当我们开始负面的思想问题的时候，
it empowers the enemy.
马上就开门给敌人了。
It's like rotten flesh on your head. The flies comes along.
就像你的头上面突然出了一块死的生肉，然后就苍蝇飞过来。
Amen. Though you can't see, but the enemy can see.
虽然你看不见，但是你的敌人就看见了。
It is a stronghold that the enemy wants to put in your mind.
是你的一个营垒，正是敌人想放进你心中
的。The way to counteract that is to bless the Lord, all my soul.
所以你要反着做，就是赞美主。
Amen. Hallelujah. That keeps the devil away.
这个能让你的敌人走开。
But the moment you say, "Woe is me," negative thinking, boom, he comes.
当你自己觉得哎呀糟糕了的，有任何负面的想法的时候，马上敌人的那个负面情绪就开始攻击。
And suddenly your mind is captured.
然后你的马上你的头脑就被。
It will take you a very long time to shake that off.
然后你花好长时间才能够得之于。
I'm not teaching about positive thinking.
我并不是在教你们说正面思想问
题。I'm preaching about your spiritual mind.
我是在告诉我们属灵的心思意念。
The mind is the battlefield.
你的心思意念才是你
属灵的战争战点。Because the mind is the very center. It's the very heart of your soul.
你的意念就是你魂里面的一个核心部分。
That's why whatever you think, your heart can feel.
所以当你想什么，你心里就能感受到什么。
You need to see that connection.
你能感觉到这种联系吗？
That's why we can only describe our soul.
所以我们只能够来形容我们的魂。
But the soul is you.
但是这个魂就是你自己。
The devil wants to attack us.
当魔鬼来攻击我们的时候。
And so God's number one priority in your life.
所以神在你生命中的一个很大的重点就是。
Not only to save your soul.
不光是拯救你的魂。
But to restore your soul.
但是还要恢复你的魂。
That's why Psalm 23 is so precious to us.
所以诗篇二十三篇才对我们如此之重要。
It is God's will to restore your soul.
因为是神的旨意让你的灵魂苏醒。
To set you free.
是让你能够得自由。
Amen. And when you are set free,
当你得自由之时，
you realize who you are.
你就认识自己了。
I don't know. It's just a little bit that we can hear you from here. Just whisper, but praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord. When the Lord say restoring our soul, there is so much in our mind, in our feeling, in our emotion that God has to deal with.
当主要在我们的魂上做工的时候，我们的意念啊，我们的心情啊，我们的心思意念都会需要神来处理。
If you just think about the past week, how many of us have struggled in our minds?
那我们就想想最近几周，我们当中有多少人在我们的意念中间挣扎了？
And struggle in our hearts.
在我们的心里拉扯了。
How many of us feel very negative?
有是不是有那种很负面的感受？
It's under attack.
这个就叫攻击。
Amen. That's why the Bible says renew your mind.
这是为什么圣经说让我们每天更新我们的心意。
Don't listen to the rubbish.
不要听那些不该听的。
Hallelujah. We spend far too much time looking at the TV, looking at the internet, and all it's doing is attacking you.
所以我们每天所花的时间听的呀、看的呀，都是世上的这些什么各种媒体的东西。
We can't avoid it.
我们却躲不掉。
But you can protect yourself.
但是你可以自己保护自己。
You can set yourself free.
你可以自己让自己得自由。
Because you know God wants you to be restored.
因为你知道神想让你的魂苏醒和恢复。
Hallelujah. Amen. How does He restore our soul?
那神要怎么来使我们的魂恢复呢？
You see, Jesus has already done the work.
耶稣基督已经做了让我们魂恢复的工作了。
You see, Easter is here.
复活节快要到了。
And Isaiah chapter 53 speaks about the suffering servant.
以赛亚书五十三章专门讲到了那受苦的仆人。
And in Isaiah 53, can we go to Isaiah 53, please?
我们来看看以赛亚书五十三章。
Verse 3, he said,
第三节。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as of one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteem him not.
第三节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。
So、how does,
我们也不尊重他。
How does Jesus restore our soul?
所以耶稣是怎么样来恢复我们的魂呢？
First of all, he became a man.
首先，他先变成一个人。
He, an eternal God came in flesh and became a man.
永生的神道成肉身，变成一个人。
A God that cannot die but could die because he became man.
神性的神本来是不能死的，但是他愿意，他变成人性了以后才能死。
A God that cannot bleed, that does not have blood, became flesh and blood in order to help us.
神性的神是不可能流血的，但他们变成人性了以后就可以流血。
Such is an amazing grace.
是这么大的一个恩典。
A God who holds the universe.Who knows everything, who is supreme, became a baby.
一个掌管全宇宙、创造全宇宙的神，竟然变成了一个小小的婴儿。
And that's why the theologians call it Christ lived in a humiliation.
这是为什么神学家常用的一个字眼，就是耶稣，我们的基督，他是在非常谦卑的活着。
God Jesus never set aside his divinity.But what he did, he set aside his majesty.
所以耶稣基督倒是没有完全抛弃神性，但他抛弃了他的王的位置。
In his majesty, he came into the earth as a tiny baby. That is a humiliation for God.
作为一个皇室成员的王，变成了一个人，甚至是一个小婴儿，这是一个很大的谦卑。
A God who holds the universe, a God who is eternal, a God who is supreme, had to have his nappy changed.
一个能够可以掌管整个宇宙的神，竟然变成小小的婴儿，还要人给他换尿不湿。
It's a humiliation.
这是一个谦卑。
But he was willing to do it.
但是神却愿意这样做。
For you and me.
为了你和我。
A God that has eternal life that cannot die.
我们的神他有永恒的生命是死不了的。
But he made it possible.
他竟然会找着了一种方法。
To die for you and me.
为了你和我可以死。
Because he was born in the flesh.
因为他变成了人来出生。
Amen. A God that does not need to eat, does not need to drink.
一个伟大的神根本不需要吃也不需要喝的
He became hungry
他变成了一个受饥饿的人因为他变成了人
Just think about it
我们来思想主
A God who knows everything
一个神他什么都知道万知万能
And yet in his humiliation he had to learn
但是在他的谦卑当中他却学会了
He had to grow in wisdom and stature
他却也学会了像一个般的孩子一样要慢
慢长大 He had to get a job just like you and me
还要找一份工作像你和我一样
A God who created the heavens and the earth had to learn how to make a table
那创造天地万物的主竟然要学会怎么样去制造一个桌子
How is that possible?
这是怎么可能的事情呢
Because he humbled himself.
因为他谦卑了他自己。
That's why the devil said to him, "If you're God, turn the stone into bread."
所以魔鬼在挑战耶稣说，把这个石头变成食物吧。
He said, "No."
他说不。
I will have to trust God's word.
我相信神的话语。
That's your God and my God.
这是你和我的神。
And so, Isaiah chapter 53 speaks about this suffering servant.
所以五十三章的以赛亚书里面讲到了受苦的仆人。
He didn't need to suffer. He didn't need to be judged.
神根本不需要受苦，也不需要被审判的。
But in his humiliation,
但是在他的谦卑之中
he took on that responsibility.
他宁可担这个责任。
Why?
为什么
？So that you and I can be delivered.
所以你和我可以得释放。
You see, if Jesus never suffered the things that we suffer.He can't redeem us.
如果耶稣都没有了解过你我的苦的话，他就没有办法来拯救。
That's why he has to be exactly the same as us, but without sin.
所以耶稣基督必须变成人，像你我一样，但是无罪。
That's why Jesus has to have a genealogy.
这是为什么耶稣基督必须有一个家谱。
He has to be the son of David.
他必须是大卫王的后裔。
The son of Adam.
必须是亚当的后裔。
So that he can redeem the whole line.
所以他可以救赎整一个家族
so that he can redeem us.
所以可以救赎你我
He couldn't suffer as any man. He had to suffer as one of us.
他不能像每个人样的那样受苦但是他像你我一样受苦
And that's why the Bible says he was rejected and despised.
这是为什么在圣经里面说他被人厌弃被人藐视
That's why Jesus knows what it's like to be rejected.
所以耶稣基督知道被人厌弃和藐视的滋味
To be despised by people
被人藐视的滋味
To be called illegitimate all his life
他一直都是这样子被人厌弃和藐视的
To be accused
这样子被人指责的
It says here a man of sorrows
所以这里面说是一个多受痛苦的人
Notice the word sorrow is in plural
当我们看到这个痛苦的时候英文里面是复数
He didn't just have one sorrow He had sorrows
他不是只有一样痛苦他有很多的痛苦
Why did he have to do that?
为什么他要这样做
Is he such an unhappy man?
他是一个不高兴的人吗
No
不是
Because he's taken on our sorrows
因为他背负了你我的痛苦
He's taken on our rejection
他已经担负了你我的厌弃
Jesus is absolutely secure
所以耶稣基督是满满有安全感的。
He knows he's the Son of God.
他知道他是神的儿子。
He knows the Father loves him.
他知道父爱他。
But he had to go through the rejection, that these people despising him, because he had to experience what we have to go through.
但是他仍然经历了这种藐视、厌弃，受到了各样人的痛苦。
He became sorrowful because we are sorrowful.
他变成痛苦的是因为我们是痛苦。
He said acquainted with grief.
所以他自己都被这些痛苦所压迫。
He's familiar.
他自己很熟悉。
He knows what's it like.
他了解。
To live in grief.
知道在痛苦中的滋味。
That's why every day when we are grieving, when we are unhappy, when we are depressed, Jesus knows that totally.
所以当我们在痛苦当中、难过当中、抑郁当中，主都知道。
Because he's doing it in order to set us free.
因为他之所以自己去经受，为的就是让我们能够得释放。
He cannot set you free unless he himself knows. He himself has been through the humanity, what we suffer.
除非是主自己亲自经历了你我所经历的，要不然他无法救赎我们。
Jesus was so rejected that people turned their face away from him.
耶稣基督如此被人厌弃，好多人都不理他。
Even today, we use his name as a swear word.
就算是今天，很多人竟然用耶稣基督的名成了说痞话的一种方式。
Even today, in our society, the name Jesus is despised.
所以就算是今天当很多人用到耶稣的名字的时候其实都是一种骂人的方式
It is a name many are ashamed of
是一个所有的人都觉得很羞耻的名
Amen And yet it is a name above all names
但是它却是万民之上的名
And yet it is a name that mankind could be saved
就是它是一个能拯救万人的名
And yet we only remember him during EasterAnd during Christmas.
但是人人却只是在复活节和圣诞节的时候记住他。
His name is now being left out in our society and our culture.
所以在我们的社区当中，在我们的文化当中，他的名字已经被忽视了。
So even today, he's being despised.
所以就算是今天，我们的主仍然是被藐视的。
He's being rejected.
仍然是被弃绝的。
Hallelujah. I just want to set the record straight.Jesus really knows us.
所以我想让大家听懂这一点，耶稣基督真的了解和懂你我。
Verse four,
第四节。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
第四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，是被神击打苦待。
That's how he sets us free.
这是我们受得释放的方式。
That's how he restores our soul.
这是耶稣怎么样来恢复我们的魂的。
By carrying our griefs.
他担当我们的忧患。
By taking on our sorrows.
背负我们的痛苦。
So that he became guilty.
所以他成为了这个责罚。
For our sake.
为了你我的缘故。
Amen. So that he can remove.The curse for mankind.
所以他可以拿走人类的诅咒。
Hallelujah. When did he do that?
他什么时候这样做的？
When did Jesus restore our soul?
神什么时候恢复了你的魂呢？
I'm telling you, Jesus has already done it.
耶稣基督已经做了。
That's why your soul can be restored anytime, right now.
所以你的魂是完全可以恢复的。
Because Jesus has already done it.He has already paid the price.
因为耶稣基督已经做了，他把重价都已经给了。
He could do it because he became you and me.
他可以这样做，是因为他成为了你，成为了我。
He lived a life of humiliation.
他活了一个谦卑的生活。
Even though he's God.
就算他是神。
Amen. Hallelujah. He remained hungry, even though he can turn stones to bread.
就算是他有能力将石头变成食物，他仍然选择饥饿。
Just keep praising the Lord that he became a man.
所以我们来赞美主，我们的神竟然愿意变成人。
It's so important for you to realize Jesus has become one of us.
非常重要，让你们知道耶稣竟然变成了你我。
So when did he do it?
他什么时候做的呢？
The Bible talks to us aboutMatthew chapter 26.
圣经在马太福音二十六章告诉我们。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, we see what did he do.
在克西马尼园的故事让我们看到发生了什么。
He said, then Jesus went, verse 36, chapter 26. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray.
36节，耶稣和门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼。他对他们说：“你们坐在这里，我到那边去祷告。”
37节。And taking with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me."
37节，于是他带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，他忧愁起来，极其难过，就对他们说：“我心里非常忧伤，几乎要死。”你们留在这里和我一同警醒。
Why was Jesus sorrowful?
为什么耶稣如此痛苦？
He said, "My soul is very sorrowful."
他说我的心里非常忧伤。
Amen. His soul.
耶稣他说我的魂里面非常忧伤。
He had a soul like us.
耶稣就像你我一样有一个魂。
Struggling in his soul.
他在他的魂里面挣扎着。
Where was he very sorrowful? He said, "My soul is." Not just a little bit sorrowful, very sorrowful.
他特别是强调的，他的魂非常的忧伤，不是一点点忧伤，是非常忧伤。
Troubled,
非常的难过。
Does that describe your last week?
是不是这个能够让你想起你的上一周呢？
Does that describe how you felt last year?
能不能让你想起你这一去年的生活？
Or even yesterday?
或者是昨天的情况？
Last night?
也许昨天晚上的事呢？
This morning?
或者这个今天早上的事呢？
Sorrowful.
心里觉得忧
伤 Troubled,
特别的被困
Other translations say greatly distressed
还说很多很多译本就说非常的有压力
How many of us find it difficult to sleep when we have distress in our mind and our hearts are full of trouble
当我们当中有多少人那么有压力的时候都无法入眠无法睡觉
So much so that Jesus said to his disciple Come and pray, watch, just watch, just be thereTo help me, to comfort me, just watch.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说：“你就在那儿看着就行，就看着，你都不用来帮我，你就在那儿醒着看着就行。”
That's a reaction of a human being.
这是一个属人的一种反应。
Amen. Jesus was truly man.
耶稣是一个完全的人。
Even though he was truly God.He is truly a human.
他既是一个完全的神，更是一个完全的人。
He struggled just like we do.
他的挣扎和你我是一样的。
You see, I believe the sorrow that he had is because of those our sorrows.
我相信他所担负的这些忧伤，其实都是你我的忧伤。
How many times when as parents we are troubled because we see our own children in distress?
很多时候我们作为父母的心都能知道当孩子看上去特别忧伤的时候我们的心也跟着忧伤了
Amen We even cry because our dog is suffering
我们
Or our cat is suffering
如果我们看到我们的小宠物啊狗啊猫啊的难受我们都会跟着哭
I tell you when our dog died I grieved for more than a month
知道吗我的狗去世的时候我在家里面难过了一个月
I tell you it's not even thinking about itIt's hard.
那我连现在去想想都觉得还是很难过。
Amen. How much more our own children?
那更何况我们的孩子呢
？Do you parents? Do you understand what I'm telling you?
所以父母们，你知道我的想说的是什么吗
？There's nothing wrong with you.
你并没有什么问题。
But when you see the ones that you love are in sorrow and distress,
当你
you.Feel exactly the same.
当你看到你自己所爱的人、所上心的人，他也很难过的时候，
fact,
你就跟着难过了。
As parents, even more.
那作为父母来说，就更能够感同身受。
Amen. Jesus is sorrowful, distressed.
耶稣非常非常的忧伤。
For us.
为了你我。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, we need to know that our Jesus really went.Through a very hard time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的需要知道，耶稣基督为了你我走了一段很艰苦的时光。
And then he says, and going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
然后39节继续说，他稍往前走，伏伏在地。祷告说：“我父啊，如果可能，求你使这杯离开我。然而不是 照我所愿的，而是照你所愿的。
To fall on your face，
能这样子的俯伏在地
，That's pretty serious，
是很严重的事情。
That's very distressful，
肯定是压力到极点了才这样。
That's very heavy sorrowfulness，
是很沉重、很沉重的忧伤。
Many times when we are so full of burden and so full of sorrow。It's so heavy that you go on your knees, and when it becomes even heavier, your face falls to the ground.
我们当我们有负重担就很忧伤的时候，我们就会有伏伏在地的这个动作。特别是把你头都埋到地里那感觉的时候，是特别特别沉重的负担。
When you are grieving, you don't go.
当你这么痛苦的时候，你肯定不是跳起来说哇，我好难过。
But when you're grieving, you fall down.
当你真的难过的时候，你会伏伏在地。
For Jesus, it was absolutely terrifying. It was absolutely sorrowful for him.
所以耶稣基督是痛苦难过至极，才到伏伏在地上的情况。
It was so heavy that he says, "God, Father, is it possible for me not to go through this suffering?"
难过至极才会这样跟父祷告。如果可能，求你使这杯离开我。
But if it's your will, let it be done.
但是如果这真的是你的旨意，那就这么做吧。
And we all know what happened.
那我们后来都知道发生了什么。
Yes, the Father. It was His will for Him to suffer.
确确实实是父神的旨意，定义将他压伤的。
That's how Jesus did it.
这是耶稣所做的。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, we could see it. He took on our sorrows. His soul became sorrowful for our sake.So that he could deliver us.
所以在克西马尼园里面，耶稣基督拿到我们所有，担负了我们所有人的痛苦，自己痛苦至极。
Amen. Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19,
希伯来书六章十九节说，
He said, "We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul."A hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain.
十九节说，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，进入幔子后面的至圣所。
So Hebrews now is telling you how to access this freedom.
希伯来书在教我们怎么样进入这种自由。
This restoration of your soul.
怎么进入这种魂的恢复。
Because just now I told you, Jesus has already done it.
因为刚才我们说过，耶稣基督已经做了。
Isaiah already told us that he will carry our sorrows.
以赛亚书也已经预言了，他会担负我们。
And in Matthew, we already seen that he carried it.
在马太福音刚才你也看到了，神真的是担负了我们。
Jesus has already done it.
耶稣基督已经做了。
Now it's up to us.
现在就靠看怎么你我。
Whether we choose to be restored or we choose to hold on to our sorrows.
是我们的选择了，是选择要恢复呢，还是继续选择这样痛苦下去呢？
That's why when you read the Bible, it's all about setting your soul free.
所以你发现，在圣经里面讲的最多的就是让你的魂得自由。
Renewing your mind.
要更新你的思想意念。
Forgiving others.
饶恕 对方。
Amen. Those are the two most important things you should do in your Christian life.
所以在基督徒的生活中，这两件是最重要的事情。
Forgive those who wrong you.
饶恕那些得罪你的人。
Because if you don't,
如果你不的话，
God, you cannot obtain the restoration of your soul.
你就没有办法拿到你魂上的恢复和自由。
You will not be able to heal your soul.
你的魂也没有办法得医治。
If you hold on to hurt.
如果你抓着那些伤痛不放。
Amen. Secondly.
第二。
If you do not renew your mind.
如果你的思想意念不改变更
新的话。Then you will not be able to get rid of the strongholds that the enemy has laid on your head.
那你就没有办法去拿走你头脑意念里头的那个营垒是敌人放进去的。
You get it?
你明白吗？
Two things.
两件事。
There are other things that the Bible talks about, but those are the two major things that I've learned as a pastor that you must forgive.
那虽然圣经里面有讲很多其他的方式，但是我作为牧师，我已经学了两点。
Even though, you see, forgiveness is not about it's not about letting that person go.
饶恕不是说让对方走了。
It's about you setting yourself free.
是关乎于你自己的释放。
Amen.That's why some people still remember 30 years ago, 40 years ago,
Like in my family, 50 years ago.
这是为什么有的人，就算你不喜欢的人已经走了，但是他们一直30年、40年、50年还能记得那些人所做的事情。
10 years ago, I had to go all the way back home to my father's village to meet with a relative in order.
十年前的我还要专门回到50年前我父亲所住的那个村子去见一个亲戚，为的如此。
This is 50-60 years later.
这是大概50-60年之后的事情，我还在处理呢。
And when you meet the relative, it is still the same issue that happened 50-60 years ago.
当我看到那个亲戚，我才发现那个问题还在，是50-60年前的问题竟然还在。
And this relative have only 1 or 2 weeks left to live.
然后这个亲戚其实活的时间不长了，只差1-2周了就要去世了。
And I had to go there and say, "My father forgives you."
然后我还得去到他面前，以我父亲的身份对他说，我的父亲已经饶恕了你。
Tears rolled down his eyes.
然后他的眼睛就湿润了。
You never know what.Forgiveness does.
你根本就无法想象饶恕的能力有多大。
It is something that the devil really hates.
这个是敌人最痛恨的你做的事情。
When you forgive, it breaks the devil's back.
当你饶恕的时候，你直接就打了敌人的背。
When you forgive, the chains fall off from you.
当你饶恕的时候，你所有的枷锁就放下了。
Amen. Many times.The person that hurts you don't even know they've hurt you.
很多时候那些伤害你的人他自己都不知道他伤害过你。
When I was a young pastor, after about 10 years, suddenly a person appears.
我作为牧师的我哈，这十年以后突然有个人跑来跟我说。
A sister that I haven't seen for a long time.
一个很久没有见的姊妹对我说。
And the first word she said, I said, how are you? She said,
她第一句话对，我问她，啊，你还好吗？我本来很激动地问她。
Pastor, I come back because I decided to forgive you.
然后这个姊妹说，牧师啊，我终于决定回来了，因为我决定要饶恕你了。
You see, I was so glad to see the sister, and yet the first word was, "Pastor, I forgive you."
我特别看到那个姊妹很高兴，我去跟她说话的时候，她没想到她对我
说， "I didn't even know
我饶恕你。
that I wronged her."
我当时都懵了，都完全不知道我是哪里得罪过她。
How can a perfect pastor wrong anyone?
我在想，一个这么完美的牧师怎么会得罪人呢？
You see, we don't even know that sometimes the things we say, the things we do have bound people and people become very bitter against you.
很多时候我们自己都不自知，我们可能说过一些话呀，做过一些事情，让人家在枷锁里了，但是我们自己都不知道。
But did I know that?
我当时知道吗？
No.
我完全不知。
That's why when we forgive, it is doing yourself a favor.
所以当我们饶恕，你是帮自己，不是帮别人。
Many times a person who wronged you didn't even know they done wrong.
那个得罪你的人，很多时候他自己都不知道他得罪过。
But the devil convinced you, don't forgive, because 唔得呀。
所以那个魔鬼就会一定的不停的劝你说，你
千万
不要饶恕，太亏大了，亏大了。
No, if you love yourself, forgive.
其实不是的，如果你要真的饶恕的时候，你才会不亏大了。
Especially your pastor.
特别是你牧师的时候。
Sometimes some of us need to forgive God, even though he's done nothing wrong.
我们很多人需要饶恕神，就算神都没做错什么，还要饶恕牧师。
I've met people who have not forgiven God because God did not answer their prayers.
我认识过有人无法饶恕神，因为神不答他的祷告。
That's why the Father said, if you don't forgive, neither will the Father forgive you.
所以圣经教我们，如果你自己都不饶恕的话，那我的父也不饶恕你。
According to Matthew chapter 6, it's non-negotiable.
所以在马太福音第六章看到的是根本不可以商量的事情。
You can explain it through grace teaching, you can explain it through theology. The way I read it is, if you do not forgive, neither will the Heavenly Father forgive you.
所以我们可以，我们就算是用各样的恩典的教导，哇，神学家的各种专家的教导，你只要不饶恕，那就没办法。
It seems unfair.
看着好像很不公平
But God knows,
其实神知道
you need to let go.
你自己需要放手
Because otherwise the person that you're hurting is yourself.
要不然的话其实真正你在伤害的是你自己
The future that you're messing up is yourself.
你对你自己的未来你自己去 揉捏的也是你自己。
If you have unforgiveness, your children will have unforgiveness.
如果你自己都不饶恕，你的孩子们也学会不饶恕。
A person who forgives is quick to say, "I'm very sorry."
一个会懂得饶恕的人，总是先说对不起的那个人。
When was the last time you said sorry to someone?
你最后一次说对不起，对谁了？ Amen. 是什么时候？
Hallelujah. Be quick to forgive.
要宽恕的快一点。
Amen. Because it's not for that person, it's for you.
要你宽恕快一点的原因不是为对方，不是为了对方，是为了你自己。
Yeah, many times when you forgive the person, person doesn't even say, "What did I do wrong?"
你要是跟人家说我饶恕你，那个人一定会对你说 我对你做什么了。
That's their responsibility.
那是他们自己的责任。
They still not change when you forgive them, whether they know or not. It's their problem.
所以你饶恕了他们，他们不一定都会有变化的，那他们自己要自己交账。
Do we give a BBB?
我们要报复吗？
Do we I don't know how else to describe it. Do we care?
我们管他呢，他自己的问题自己要处理，但是我们要管好自己。
That's why you got to set yourself free.
所以要得自由的是你。
You suffered enough.
你已经自己受苦了。
Amen. Don't make your children suffer because you suffered.
不要因为你自己受苦了，让你的孩子也跟着如此受苦。
Forgive and move on.
宽恕，然后继续。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah. And you couldn't care less about the other person.
那你不用管别的人，其他的人不用向你交账，不是你的事。
And you must renew your mind.
你自己需要更新你的心意。
Destroy the strongholds.
你要自己，你知道你里面有一个营垒要毁坏。
You are somebody valuable.
你是一个有价值的人。
Somebody precious.
是珍贵的人。
A pearl of great price.
是重价买赎来的人。
You and I are children of the living God.
你和我是神的儿女。
We are not nobodies.
我们并不是什么都不是的人。
That's our identity.
那是我们的身份。
That's our self-esteem.
也是我们的自信。
My self-esteem is that I belong to Christ.
我自我的自信和价值的定义就是我属于基督。
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you notice?When you are slightly successful, everybody say, "You're my friend."
你发现没有？当你有一点点小成就的时候，就会突然有很多人来接近你说，你是我的朋友。
That's why sometimes in our conversation said, "I'm a friend of a friend who met the queen."
所以会有个人这样跟我说，我是那个朋友的朋友的朋友，他见过女皇。
I'm a friend who's a friend of Lei Ga Sing.
我是那个李嘉诚，我怎么认识李嘉诚的？是他是我朋友的朋友的朋友的朋友。
We want to associate with success.
我们好像想跟那些所谓的成功人士有一个瓜葛。
And yet,
但是
，the person that you really need to boast about is Christ.
那你真正应该夸口的是基督。
Are you a Christian? Not sure.
你是基督徒吗？嗯，不确定。
Are you? Do you go? What do you do on Sunday?So and so.
你星期天干什么呀？做这个做那个。
See, many of us are what Rainer Bonk calls submarine Christians.
所以这就是我们不永康老师常常说的一个潜水艇基督徒。
Every Sunday we come up to the service.
所以星期天的时候就冒出来当基督徒。
And after we say Hallelujah, we go back down into the depths of the sea.
然后我们说哈利路亚，然后我们周间呢就又潜到水底下去。
We surface once a week.
我们的服事是一个星期一次。
Amen. The rest we do in Zoom.
其他的都是网上而已。
Underneath the depths of the sea.
就在水底下网上见面而已。
Do you see how we don't treasure who we are?
所以我们要看到我们自己的价值。
If you treasure Jesus, then you will treasure who you are.
如果你看到基督的价值，你就会看到自己的价值。
If you know Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He is God incarnate, then you will say, "I'm a Christian."
如果你要是知道耶稣是那伟大的神，造天造物的神，道成肉身的那个神的时候，你就会大胆的夸口说，我就是基督徒。
Amen. Who are you?
你是谁？
Who am I?
我是谁？
Amen. Who are we?
我们是谁？
I am a son and a daughter of the living God.
我是永活神的儿女。
My king is Jesus.
我的王是基督。
My master is Jesus.
我的主人也是耶稣基督。
My Lord is Jesus.
我的主也是耶稣基督。
And this is what Hebrew is saying.
这是希伯来所说的话。
Let your soul be identified with that which is behind the curtain.
他说让你的那个魂能够抛锚在幔子后面的那个至圣所。
What's behind the curtain?
幔子后面是什么?
It's the Ark of the Covenant.
是约柜。
What does the Ark of the Covenant represent?
约柜代表什么？预表什
么？ God's presence.
神的同在。
And his covenant.
和他的约。
So therefore, anchor your soul.
所以把你那个魂的那个锚。
In two things.
放在两个上面。
One is the covenant of Jesus.
是耶稣基督的约。
Amen. And second.
第二。
Emmanuel, God with me.
神与我同在，以马内利。他与我同在，以马内利。
That's why whatever every day when we wake up, two things that should remind you that you are special.
所以每天早上你起来，就有两件事情你需要记得。
I'm a person of covenant.
我是一个有约的人。
I have a covenant with Jesus.
我跟耶稣基督有一个约。
In God.
在神里面有一个约。
Amen. I have a covenant.
我有一个约。
And secondly, God is with me.
第二，神与我同在。
Let's remind ourselves again. I have a covenant with God in Christ.
我们再提醒自己一次，我们与基督立了一个约的。
And secondly, Jesus is with me.
第二，耶稣基督与我同在。
Hallelujah. That's why David can say to the Goliath, "You uncircumcised Philistine."
所以这个大卫王才会对那个巨人。Goliath 说，他说你是一个没有受割礼的人。
How dare you defy the children of God?
你怎么能够来污秽神的儿女？
What he's basically saying, you giant who has no covenant.
他说你这些巨人们，你们自己没有约。
Uncircumcised means you have no covenant. You have not got the covenant of Abraham.
所以未受割礼的意思就是说你与跟亚伯拉罕这个约根本没有。
How dare you defy the people that has a covenant?
那你怎么敢来污秽这些有约的人呢？
What's valuable about that covenant is God.
约的重要性是什么？是关于神。
The covenant that we have is Jesus.
我们自己的约是耶稣基督。
He is with me.
他与我同在。
So Hebrew is saying anchor to that.
所以希伯来书是说把我们的魂的锚抛在这个事情上面。抛锚是抛到哪里？
Anchor your soul.
把你的魂的那个锚。
Anchor your mind.
还有你的心思意念的锚。
Anchor your life to that very thing.
还有你的生命的锚都放在一个焦点上。
Connect with, anchor yourself to that covenant.
放在这个约上，把锚抛在约上。
Anchor yourself to the person of Jesus.
把锚放在耶稣基督上。
Hallelujah. That's what's behind the curtain.
这就是幔子后面的东西。
And whenever we do that,
当我们这样做的时候，
we always will have hope.
我们总是有盼望。
Amen. And I believe today, if you are determined,
所以今天如果你定义，
let go of those who hurt you,
让那些伤害你的人放手吧。
Renew your mind.
更新你的心意。
Run to Jesus.
跑向耶稣。
Anchor yourself to him.
把你的锚抛在他的身上。
He will restore your soul.
他会恢复你的魂。
Because he has already done it.
因为他已经做了这个恢复的工作了。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father God.
父神啊。
We thank you for your son Jesus.
我们谢谢你的儿子耶稣基督。
That he became a man.
他成为了肉身。
That he can carry our sorrows.
他可以担负我们的重担。
Can suffer in his soul.
他自己的心魂受了痛苦。
That we may be restored.
让我们的魂可以得恢复。
So Lord, I ask you today.
主啊，我们今天求告你。
We make a decision.
我们今天决定。
To let go of those people that have hurt us.
放手那些曾经伤害过。
Father, I choose to forgive.
主啊，我们选择饶恕。
And secondly, O God, my mind, Lord, I renew
my mind in your word.
主啊，我们借着你的话语来更新我们的心意。
I believe in what you say.
我相信你的话语所说。
Not what the world is saying.
不是世界所说。
Not what other people are saying.
也不是其他人的话。
Not what the devil is telling me.
更不是敌人的话。
I believe in you.
主啊，我相信你。
Father, today I declare freedom in my heart.
所以主啊，我们今天说我们的魂里面有自由。
I declare freedom in my mind.
我宣告我的意念里面有自由。
Restore me, Lord.
主啊，你来恢复我。
That I may have peace.
让我里面有平安。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Some of you are finding it difficult to say.
很多人你们会自己觉得说出来都很难。
I decided.
但说我。
To forgive.
我们再说我们自己决定了要饶恕，去放手。
I decide to save my soul.
我决定了我的魂要得恢复。
Restore me, Lord.
主啊，恢复我的魂。
Restore me, Lord.
恢复我的魂。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
As we worship the Lord, ask Him to restore you.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们仍然让主来继续恢复我们的魂。
Your soul is anchored to Jesus.
把你的魂的锚抛在耶稣基督之上。
You have a covenant with God.
你与神有一个约。
There is power.
上面里面有能力
to set you free.
让你得自由。
Hallelujah. As we worship Him.Allow the Holy Spirit to touch your heart.
允许圣灵来触动你的心。
Many of you will feel peace in your mind.
你们会感受到你们心思意念里面有平安。
And your own heart will feel lightened.
你的心都会觉得像卸了重担一样。
Like I said, worship Him.
我们敬拜主。
As you worship,
我们敬拜之时
the enemy can't touch you.
敌人都碰不到你。
Choose to worship Jesus.
选择来敬拜主。
Amen. I bow my knees before. Know that Jesus knows.
要了解耶稣基督，他知道。
Whatever happened, you need to put a stop to.
不管发生什么，你都需要画一个句号。
You need to pray for strength.
你需要祷告有能力力量。
The Lord strengthen me.
主啊，加给我力量。
Holy Spirit strengthen me.
圣灵啊，加给我力量。
And I may praise my God.
让我能够来赞美我的主。
So that you stop the enemy.
让我们能够来阻止魔鬼的工作
from damaging you,
来继续的破坏的工作
for putting you in chains,
让我进入枷锁的工作
Don't empower the demons,
不要让敌人得上力量
Don't let the demons take advantage of you,
不要让魔鬼来占你的便宜
God's love is enough,
神的爱足够了
He will strengthen us.
他会给我们力量。
No matter how difficult it is.
不管多么难。
It's something our mouth can do.
唯独的就是我们嘴能做的。
That is to confess that which is right.
就是去宣告那正确的话语。
You say to your soul.
对你的魂说。
Oh my soul.
我的魂啊。
Worship the Lord.
敬拜你的主。
Worship the Lord.
敬拜你的主。
Praise you, Jesus.
赞美主耶稣。
Even though it's difficult,
不管多难。
I forgive my enemy.
我饶恕我的敌人。
I forgive.
我饶恕。
I refuse to listen to the voice of the enemy.
我拒绝听敌人的声音。
I refuse to accept the negativity.
我拒绝那负面的感受。
I will worship you, Lord.
我会赞美你主，敬拜你。
Now, in amongst us, if you find that difficult.
如果我们中间有人觉得很难
Then I encourage you to do something
我需要你来做一些事情
Whenever you are sorrowful
当你难过悲痛的时候
In distress
当你有压力的时候
And you find it difficult to pray
当你觉得连祷告都很难的时候
Difficult to say anything
很难都说出任何话语的时候
I encourage you to play some Christian music
所以我祷告我就鼓励你们去放一些属灵的音乐圣经的基督徒的音乐
or to turn on the Bible, audio Bible,
或者打开圣经，或者那些读圣经的音响
and let the word of God come over your speakers.
让神的话语来对你说话。
I believe God will supernaturally speak those words. Turn to the very verse of the Bible that you need to hear.
让神把他的话语都说给你听，进入到你的心里。
I believe the Christian music will minister to your heart.
我相信连基督徒的音乐都可以让你的心放松。
If you can't confess with your mouth,
如果你不能够连软弱到连嘴都无法来宣告
to lift yourself up,
你觉得你已经挣扎到自己都没有办法扶起了
，Turn on the Christian music，
就打开这基督徒的音乐
，Turn on the Bible，
或者是打开读圣经的
，Allow God to do the supernatural，
让神来做他的工作，超能力的工作。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I forgive.
主啊，我们饶恕。
Those who trespass against me.
那些得罪过我的人。
Whether they know it or not.
不管他们知不知道。
God, I forgive.
主啊，我饶恕。
First of all, God, I forgive myself.
首先，主啊，我也饶恕我自己。
For the wrong that I have done to others.
那些我曾经也得罪其他人的事情。
I forgive my enemies who done wrong to me.
我也饶恕其他的那些对我伤害的人。
God, I come before you.
主啊，我到你面前来。
And I ask you to receive me.
主啊，你来接受我。
To help me.
帮助我。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Set me free.
让我得自由。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just remain standing.
让我们仍继续在神的同在里。
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is now working.
圣灵在工作。
I sense in my spirit that He's touching your heart now.
圣灵在触摸你们的心。
He's setting you free.
他在让你得自由。
Jesus, we thank you for today.
主耶稣，我们今天谢谢你。
That we are reminded.
我们。
That we are reminded.
我们今天被提醒了。
That you came.
你来到我们中间。
In your humiliation.
在你的谦卑当中。
You suffered.
你受了苦。
More than just any human being.
超过人类所能想象的一切之苦。
Your heart was full of sorrow.
你的心如此悲痛
Full of grief
满心的忧伤
Full of distress
满心的压力
That you may remove our distress
为的是让我们不再悲痛
Our sorrows
我们不再忧伤
And I just pray, Father, when it comes to Easter this year
主啊，当来到复活节之际
That our people in our church
我们当中的弟兄姊妹们
We truly appreciate
能够真的感恩你
what you have done
感恩你的所为
who you are
关于你是谁
how much you love us
你有多爱我们
how much you suffered for us
你为我们受了多少苦
that we may exalt you
让我们能高举你
as our Lord and Savior
成为我们的救主和我们的主人
as our King
你是我们的王
as our priceless pearl
成为我们无价的那个珍珠
As our treasure
是我们的财宝
In heaven
在天上的财宝
We may exalt you to our rightful place
主啊我们把你抬高到我们的右手边
That we may see ourselves in the rightful place
让我们自己看到我们在正确的地方
We are the children of God
我们是神的儿女
Sons and daughters of the living God
是永活神的儿子和女儿
redeemed by the blood of Jesus
靠着耶稣基督的宝血得了拯救
Thank you Lord
谢谢主
I ask you that you heal our lives
主啊我们祷告你来医治我们的生活生命
Restore our souls
恢复我们的魂
In these coming days
在后面的日子
The Lord bless you and keep you
神祝福你也保守你
The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you
神的脸必光照你对你
The Lord lift up his countenance to you
神必扬脸向你
And will establish you in peace
为你奠定平安
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的名
Please be seated. prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告的话，请到前面来。
Otherwise, see you next week. 我的神